The Arizona Corporation Commission has approved a new capital improvement plan for Johnson Utilities. That's the troubled water and wastewater utility that serves parts of Pinal County. KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins normally works in our East Valley Bureau, but he's here now to speak with us about this latest development. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Mark.
So remind us exactly what's going on with this company and how it's impacting their customers.
Johnson is currently run by EPCOR. The Corporation Commission made them the interim manager in August of 2018 after customers were complaining of all kinds of things, but mainly it's just repeatedly low water pressure and then several large sewage overflows, so just repeated problems. So EPCOR has been reviewing Johnson's infrastructure, and in order to repair the system, to bring it to what the Corporation Commission staff called safe and adequate service, they've come up with, Mark, a plan.
Which the commission approved yesterday, right?
That's right, yes, at an open meeting and hearing of the Corporation Commission.
So what are they proposing? What is the scale? Is this like a small scale thing? Is more like a total gut job here?
Yeah, this is big. I'd say more like an overhaul. They're proposing 70 projects at a total cost of almost $130 million. The proposed projects include the expansion of two treatment facilities, the construction of a new wastewater treatment plant. It's things like replacing pumps, replacing lines, having the ability to treat more water, and having more flexibility when wells go down.
So, Jimmy, does Johnson have a say in any of this? I mean, their business is being held in sort of this custodial type process here.
That's right. It is. And an attorney for Johnson Utilities is always at the moderations and meetings and hearings. And one of the main objections they have to this plan is they're kind of saying, you're spending all this money building new facilities. What if, when the company hopefully does return to us, we then raise our rates to pay for it? You say we've overbuilt and we can't raise our rates, and then we're left holding the bag. So, but the commissioners didn't really seem concerned about that. In fact, one said something like, are you kidding me? You know, you're worried about having too much water. Your customers can barely get water as it is, unfortunately.
Wow. So, Jimmy, what's the timeline for this newly approved plan?
With the commissioners' vote yesterday, EPCOR can immediately begin work, and they said they would do so. Johnson Utilities now has 30 days to come up with a plan to pay for the improvements. Corporation Commission staff told me that short-term rate hikes for customers were unlikely, but EPCOR confirmed at this meeting yesterday that Johnson does not currently have enough money in its coffers to pay for it.
All right, certainly have to keep our eyes on this one. That's KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thank you.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you.